For me, the Metta Bhavana is one of the mainstays of my spiritual practice. It's a practice that I keep returning to. And I have to say, you know, being quite selfish, one of the reasons why I decided to do a retreat on this subject was because I want to do more Metta Bhavana myself. And, you know, it's great when you're leading stuff because you have to do what everybody else is doing. You don't give yourself any choice. So, you know, I'm doing this retreat for myself so that I can, you know, really deepen and develop my metta practice. So why do I find it so helpful? I realised recently that I think the Metta Bhavana is a very honest practice. It's a very honest practice. It's a strange thing to say, perhaps, but I think the Buddhist life, spiritual life, any life to be worthwhile, must involve honesty, truthfulness, obviously. And I see that honesty reflected in the very structure of the practice, in the form of the classic five-stage practice. You can develop loving kindness in all kinds of ways, but I must say, I do appreciate the classic five-stage practice. Let me, before I go into that, I just want to go off on something else just a bit. Before saying why I think that the practice is an honest practice, I think it's worth reminding ourselves of what the aim of the Metta Bhavana practice is. Bhavana means literally to make, to become. It's one of the terms for meditation in Buddhist tradition. Bhavana means to make, to become. So it can mean develop, it can mean to cultivate, it means bring into being. Actually, it can also mean imagination, which is quite interesting. Not imagination in the sense of fantasy, but in the sense of you know, the creative imagination, and imagination in the exalted sense of the creation, or even the perception of profound images of the way things are. So you could see the Metta Bhavana practice as imagining metta, like not a, I must stress, in the sense of a fantasy, but in the sense of a creative act. So in the Metta Bhavana, you're being an artist. You're being an artist with yourself. You're being an artist with the world, if you like. You're being an artist of your mind. You're sculpting and forming a new kind of being. And what you're bringing into being is this metta, maitri. And it's usually, when they explain it, it's quite simply explained as friendly love, friendliness. That's what metta is, basically. But it's friendliness taken to its fullest and most profound extent. You all, I'm sure, know what friendliness is. You've all felt it. You've all felt it, I'm sure. That simple feeling of human warmth and kindness, that opening out to others, that kind of generosity of spirit, just that warm, welcoming, friendly feeling. It's worth just checking that in yourself. I'm sure you've all felt it. Well, this friendliness, which, you know, we might feel to some people, but not to others, in what we're aiming for in the metta practice, is that it's felt to everyone, to all beings, to all life.